The Idaho legislature is going strong with almost 300 bills moving through committees. They cover a wide variety of topics from public education funding and marijuana laws to liquor license requirements. There are some clues that lawmakers are speeding up the process of making laws. For this legislative update, Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright that this is the time of year to watch bills as they churn at the legislature.
Suddenly, there's a lot going on down there. We've talked about this before, about how the legislative session has this really interesting time flow to it. It starts, it seems kind of slow, and then it builds, and it starts to build and build, and then it turns into a bit of a frenzy there toward the end. Well, right now, we're starting to get that build up. We've got almost 300 bills introduced now. Remember, just
300?
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago we didn't even have 100. Now we have virtually 300 bills introduced. One of the things that's interesting this year is that there's almost as many Senate bill introductions as House bill introductions.
Why is that? That sounds strange.
Yeah, I think it is strange. I suspect it is because there are so many freshmen on the House
freshman
side.
Freshman lawmakers.
Yeah, there's a lot of freshman lawmakers. So I think that's part of it. Maybe some of the drama with the redistricting thing got, you know, dragged down a little bit of the activity. I'm not sure, but I think it's got a lot to do with the freshmen.
All right. What else is going on?
So we've got JFAC about to start setting budgets.
Joint Finance Appropriations Committee.
Yep. They've heard all the budget hearings. They've been setting the supplemental budgets from this current fiscal year now, and now they're about to start setting the budgets for the next fiscal year. This is obviously a big part of the job of the legislature, is getting the budget out, and now the decision-making part now starts after weeks of hearings from the various agencies.
They actually start spending money.
Exactly.
What else?
We've got the crossover deadline coming in 2.5 weeks. Now, it's not a firm deadline, but basically what it means is that they want to target having all the House bills moved out of the House and over to the Senate, and the Senate bills moved over to the House at that point. So, you know, that's a sign that we're starting to see a little tiny light at the end of the tunnel. When you get that crossover, and this is true in virtually any legislature, once the crossover deadline is passed, that means you're essentially halfway through the process with the bills, at least, right?
Gotcha.
We've actually got about 25 bills that have passed now. We have a lot of bills, about a dozen bills in the Senate and about 10 in the House third reading calendar. And if our listeners remember last year, we talked about the different calendars. And the third reading calendar, of course, is that period where the bill is heard on the floor and the vote occurs at that point.
So the actual final part of that process.
So if one wants to know, you know, when the pace is picking up, one of the ways you can tell is when you start to see a lot more bills on the second and third reading calendars. That means bills are moving. And some of those bills that are moving on the third reading calendar, for example, in the Senate, are House bills. In other words, they've already passed the House. Now they're at the Senate. They've almost come through there. We're starting to see bills actually come out of both chambers. We've seen bills in the last week or two signed by the governor. So the lawmaking function is finally starting to show some production there toward the end.
So what are some of these bills that you're talking about? If we've got 300 bills, you've got a wide variety. What are all these bills?
You know, we've got the K-12 education funding. In fact, some of the leadership are holding town hall meetings around right now just to kind of explain that formula that they've been working out. We've got the liquor license bill. Remember, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. It looked like it would have been killed for this year, but now suddenly it looks like it may be back a bit.
It may be coming back next week.
Exactly. We've got a bill that's being introduced by a Canyon County senator to ban handheld phones while driving. Remember, we had a bill from a freshman in Idaho Falls at the beginning of the session to not allow local governments to have that kind of ban. Right?
And now it's going
and now we've got
the legislature.
So I don't know that bill is going to pass at all this year, but my point is we've got all these different kinds of things going on. Campaign finance reform bill that was approved unanimously in the State Affairs Committee in the Senate. Melissa Wintrow's rape kit test extension bill. You know, it's one of a package of bills that she's introduced and had some success passing in the last couple of years. And there's another bill that would essentially lighten the penalties for a simple possession of marijuana. One other bill I'll mention that I think is very interesting to watch, and that is to change the sales tax distribution formula between cities, essentially. So some of these are bills that have pretty substantial consequences for people out there. So it's fun to watch at this time of year.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha have a podcast called Legislative Breakdown, where they pick apart the Idaho legislature each week to find out how it affects you. This week, they look at how redistricting fractured the Idaho legislature last week, and they talk sharks. Find Legislative Breakdown on the NPR One app or at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.